Now, when you hear your favorite band is breaking up, you get sad and you wish you could do something about it. Well, if you're David Bowie, you get a hold of the band and say, look, I'm a fan of the band. You're about to split. This should be a drunk history segment, by the way. Somebody should do the Mott the Hoople story. Reeves, you are signed up for it. If you don't watch Drunk History, by the way, do so. Anyway, they were about to split. He persuaded them to stay together and offered them Suffragette City, and they said no. Okay, so that probably explains why they're breaking up. They're not making the best business decision. But he also penned All the Young Dudes for them, actually. And he wrote All the Young Dudes in very short order, allegedly sitting cross-legged on the floor of a room at the in Regent Street, London, in front of the band's lead singer, Ian Hunter, and penned that song, which ended up being a number one hit for them because he's David Bowie. Bowie produced the album as well, because why not? And it included Mick Ronson on strings and bass and brass arrangement for Sea Diver as well, and was a big hit for them and their biggest hit. Mott the Hoople, penned by David Bowie. On Intergalactic Bowie Day, KEXP, listener powered radio.
When he was 25, speed jive, don't wanna stay alive when you're 25. And when you're stealing clothes from Marks and Sparks, and Freddy's got spots from ripping up the stars from his face, funky little boat race. The television man is crazy, same with juvenile.